chase you, and they will catch you. All these curses will catch you. What are these curses? You're cursed in the city, you're cursed in the field. I'm going to skip around. All your fruits are cursed. You're cursed when you come in, you're cursed when you go out. You can have all kinds of terrible diseases. All kinds of these terrible fevers. You're gonna boil up with these scary fever. This is scary stuff. All these psukim are just one after the next more scary. You're gonna go crazy. You're gonna be blind. Of a simhol nevov, your heart's not gonna know what's going on. You're gonna feel around in the middle of the day. You're gonna say, what's tomorrow gonna bring? Will I die till today? Will I die tomorrow? Your children, your daughters, your sons will be sold to other nations. And your eyes will see in front of you that your daughters and your sons are going on ships. They're captives. They're going away, far, far away. And you watch here, this is like a scary movie. You will go crazy. You will go crazy from what your eyes will see. We know what this is describing. We saw this. We go to the museum. Everybody sees this, the pictures. This is the description of all those pictures in the museum that we see. You're going to cook your children. You're going to cook your children. This is from the scariest things a person could imagine. You're going to cook your children. The most sensitive, compassionate person among you. He's going to be so achzari, so cruel. Not only will he eat his children, but he won't let the other children eat with him. The woman who cared so much for all her kinderluch, she will go along with it and she'll put her children in the boiling pot. And this is from the scariest things. And we read this and we're shaken up. And we're so scared. And I think to myself, nobody is scared. Nobody. Not me, not you, not anybody. Because I met in my day a lot of Bali Tshuva, and they tell me why they started to keep mitzvahs and why they started to do the right thing. Not one person ever told me and will ever tell me that I do mitzvahs because one day I saw Parshas Kisavo and I saw what's going to happen when I don't do the mitzvahs, and that changed my whole life. Nobody. And nobody here is scared. You read these words. Yakcho Hashem Lukecha. Hashem will... This is crazy. All these things. And us that we're not so far away, that we know we have grandparents with numbers. We have grandparents with numbers, and our grandparents don't need to read psukim. Our grandparents will tell us. They'll describe every pasuk word for word, but not from the psukim's words, from their own mouths. They'll tell us what happened to them in their lives. And even we're so close that we see actual pictures, video we have, movies they make of this, and we are not scared one ounce. Nothing. This week's parsha will not change anybody's life. I don't know if it's because we're far removed. Or the truth is, you read the Rashis on the psukim, and a lot of times you don't even understand what the psukim mean. This kind of fever, that kind of fever, this fever is hotter than the first fever, and the third fever is hotter than the first two. This doesn't scare me. I don't know this fever, the other fever, these boils, the terrible pains that the mitzvah went through, now I'm going to go through. It doesn't affect me. And then at the end of the parsha, at the end of the Tochacha, Moshe says to Klai Yisrael, "V'lo natzon Hashem lochem leiva daz ve'inayim leros v'znayim l'shmoa ad hayom hazeh." Now that I gave you all this rebuke, now, until now, you didn't have it. But from now on, you have leiv ladas. You have a heart to understand. Einayim liros, eyes to see. Oznayim l'shmo, you have ears to hear. What does this mean? Says Rashi. Shamati, Rashi says. Rashi says, I heard this interesting story. Listen to a story. She'oso ayom shenosa Moshe sefer ha-Torah l'bnei Levi. That day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to the Bnei Levi. Bo kol Yisrael lifnei Moshe. All of Klai Yisrael approached Moshe. Ve'omru lo Moshe Rabbeinu af onu omadnu b'Sinai. We too stood at Sinai. Ve'kibalnu es ha-Torah. We also accepted the Torah. Ve'nit lo lanu. It was given to us. And they asked, Uma ata mashlet es b'nei shiftach ha'olehu. Why are you only giving the Torah to b'nei Nevi? We also want the Torah. Oh, and Moshe says, what a beautiful thing. V'samach Moshe ahadavar, he was so excited. V'azos amr lehem, hayoyim hazen hiyesa l'om. Today he became a nation. Hayom hazeh hivanti. Today I understand, she'atem dveikim v'chafitzim b'makum. Today I understand that you guys really want a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a beautiful story, very nice, you know, exciting story. You hear about Klal Yisrael, their devotion, their excitement, their interest. I don't know what in the world it has to do with this pasuk. Again, the pasuk says, nobody had until today eyes to see, ears to hear, heart to understand until this day. Says Rashi, this nice story. What has to do? I have no idea. So we'll start like this. The first kasha bothers me the most. That we'll start now. I don't like this parsha because this parsha wastes my time. This parsha is talking to Klal Yisrael as a whole. I am not Klal Yisrael. I am myself, and you are yourself, and he is himself. We are not Klal Yisrael. Nobody is in control of Klal Yisrael. The parsha is telling me, if you don't listen to Hashem, you don't do the mitzvahs, you'll get all these terrible, terrible, scary things. I cannot control Klal Yisrael. I wish I could change the world, but I am only in control of myself. So I know the generic answers, so we'll say them just to wipe them away. Everybody will tell you, you know, no, it starts with you. Everything starts with you. You perfect yourself, you work on yourself, and from there, then everything's going to change. And the other generic answer, they say, you can change the world. Yeah, you can change the world. You can affect everybody and change the whole world. Now, I don't know if I have cynicism or I'm pessimistic, but I think the right word to describe my feeling towards these answers, I'm 29 years old and I'm bored from these answers. Because from the time that I started hearing these shmuzin, they tell me these answers. No, you can change the world. No, it starts with you. And again, it starts with you, and you can change the world. And they tell me again, it starts with you. You can. I'm bored out of my skull. I'm so bored from these generic answers. Last week, I never do this, but we're going to continue from last week. Last week we said ani acher, eini oisoi ha'ish. I'm not the same person I used to be. Today I'm going to be, I'm not Ben, I'm Mark, and I'm Paul, and I'm John, and all the disciples I'm going to be now. I'm a different person, I'm going to change myself. I'm not the old guy I used to be. And this when I walked away, this troubled me. I said, what did I say? What was I talking about? I don't even know what I was talking about last week. I said I'm a different, not the same guy. So the truth is, half of the equation I did understand what I was talking about. I'm not that guy. All the baggage that guy had, he's gone. But now I'm a new guy, a fresh guy, a guy that you never met before in your whole life. But I'll tell you a secret, that as much as they have all these born-again Christians, they don't publicize this as much, but there's just as many die-again Christians. Because as fast as you could be born again, that's exactly how fast you're going to die again. Because, you know, everything I did in the past, gone, forget it. Psychologically, it's not going to torment me anymore. Physically, it's not going to bother me. Mentally, it's not going to attack me anymore. I'm a different person. But who are you now? Who are you now? You're just a name. A name with nothing, with emptiness. You have nothing inside of you. You're nobody. You're absolute nobody. So it's an amazing thing. Because in the parasha, and it's in Sefer Dvarim Bechlal, but Befrat in the parasha, it repeats the answer to this problem over and over. That we're empty, we're not the same old person. So who are we now? So the pasuk tells us, I'm going to read a few times, but it came out every fifth pasuk in this week's parasha. Hayoyim hazeh Hashem lokecha mitzavcho la'asa yisus ha'chukim ha'ele. Today Hashem commands you to do the chukim. Es ha'mishpatim, the mishpatim. V'shomarta v'asis o'isim. And you will hold them, you will do them. B'chol levavcha, all your heart, all your soul. B'chol nafshecha. And then again. V'yitzav Moshe v'zikni Yisrael. So on limor, Moshe commands everybody. Shomer es kol ha'mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvahs. And then again. Vaydaber Moshe v'Kohanim ha'Levim al Kol Yisrael Emor Haske Yisu Shmaisel. Listen, Kol Yisrael Hayoyim Hazen Yisal La'om V'Shamata B'Kol Hashem Elokecha. And today, listen to Hashem. V'Asisa Es Mitzvosav. Again, the same thing. Do the mitzvahs. Do the mitzvahs. Do the mitzvahs. And it doesn't stop. And then again, it's going to be a few times. I'm not going to bore you with all the times. V'Haya Im Shemo Atishma B'Kol Hashem Elokecha Lishmor La'asis. Again, do the mitzvahs. So this is the answer to our question. I'm empty. I'm not Ben anymore. Now I'm Mark, John, and Paul. And now what do I do? How do I fill in? How do I explain myself who I am, this Mark, John, and Paul? I am a mitzvah guy. I'm a chukim guy. I'm going to start now fresh. You know, we open up every... You're going to see a lot of people do this. Disturbing as it is, everybody does this. Comes Elul, maybe some guys Rosh Hashanah, some guys after Yom Kippur, some guys the first day, the Zman after Sukkot. Simen Aleph Mishnah Berurah. Now, I'm going to learn, and as I learn, everything I learn, I will do. Simen Aleph, they start, and Simen Beis. And I don't know if it's Simen Gimel or Simen Dalet, and some guys last till Simen Tesvav, Halavai V'ulai, and that's how far it goes. But every guy, you know, starts the year fresh, and I'm going to do the mitzvahs this year. I'm going to try my... And this is beautiful. I'm not mocking this. This is a beautiful thing. But this scares me to death. This scares me to death. Because everybody has this impression, and listen carefully, and I will explain myself. This does not work. It does not work. You cannot say, I am John, Paul, and Mark, and today I will do the mitzvahs. This does not work because you are not the first guy who came Shana Bet or Shana Gimel or Shana Dalet. You are not the first, you are not the last. And the guys who came before you have all written to me and called me. Ben, it's really hard. I'm really struggling now. You have no idea what I'm going through. You know, I think I'm tinkering to drop out. Until the words start becoming, please daven for me, and then he phases out entirely, and you never hear from him again, and you hope he's still at least physically alive. Where did they go? These are the same guys with the same Simen Aleph and the same Mishnah Berurah. This year, this is going to be the year. This is going to be my big year. I'm Shana Bet now. I'm a role model to all the Shana Aleph guys. And forget the Shana Aleph guys, but for myself. I want to become a great person. I want to become a Talmud Chacham. I want to become a Jew the way a Jew is supposed to look and smell and taste. That's what I want to be. And it starts, Simen Aleph. And I'm going to build myself. I'm going to fill myself. Bechol mitzvosa, bechol everything. So why doesn't it work? Why? This troubles me. Why doesn't this work? So it's, now you don't have to go so far. The Pasuk says at the end of the Tochacha, you know why all these klolas happen, all these terrible, disastrous diseases and calamities and all these scary things? The Pasuk tells you, you don't have to think about it. The Pasuk tells you straight in your face. Tachas asheloi ovadeto es Hashem elikecho besimcha ubetuv levoch. You didn't worship Hashem with simcha ubetuv levo. He did every mitzvah. These guys, we're not talking about Rishonim. This parsha is not referencing bad guys. Tachas asher lo avadeto es Hashem elikecho besimcha ubetuv levo. You didn't do it from simcha. No, but I'm not like one of these, you know, I'm not like that. I'm not. I will never be. I don't want to be. Nothing wrong. I everybody's different. I'm not one of these guys. I'm not one of these guys who walks around with a smile. You know, sometimes I walk with a frown and I look down and I look angry. I'm not so angry, but I look angry. And I'm not one of these simcho betuv levov that I walk around and I don't know if these guys are real or fake. Let them be real, but I am not from them. So what does this mean? How do we come to simcho betuv levov? Hashem knows you're doing, I know you're doing the mitzvahs. You're doing this real good. Simen Aleph till the end. All the mitzvahs, beautiful. But there's no simcho, there's no tuv levov. So wait a second. The Pasuk says, Meiroiv kol. You didn't do simcha ubetuv levov, Meiroiv kol. What's Meiroiv kol? So Rashi has a pshat. I'm going to say a different pshat. What does it mean, Meiroiv kol? Literally, translate. Meiroiv kol. It means a lot of everything. This to me is very strange. A lot of everything, there's no such thing as a lot of everything. There's everything, and that's everything. And there's a lot, you know, Yaakov Avinu, said Yeshli Kol, and Esau said Yeshli Rov. Esau felt he had a lot, and Yaakov said Yeshli Kol, I have everything. But you cannot combine the two things. You cannot have a lot of everything. So I started thinking for my, you know, yeshiva shemahalech. I'll tell you what this means. It means, you know, a guy learns the whole Shas, the whole Kiddushin, the whole first Perek, the whole first Daf, the whole first Amud. And then he has everything. He has the Shas, he has the Kiddushin, he has the Perek, he has the Daf, he has the Amud. That's also everything. The Amud is also everything. The line is also everything. He has that everything. You know what's a lot from everything? A lot from everything is not 4 times the Chazer, not 7 times the Chazer, 101 times. That's a lot of everything. Because I have everything. I have Torah. I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's everything. And now I'm going to have a lot from everything. A lot. I'm going to Chazer once, and twice, and 3, and 4. And when you tell the word Chazara to some guys, they want to throw up. Guys cannot chazer. Most guys cannot chazer. Learn the first time, I'll do it. Chazer, I'll try. Twice, maybe 3 times. I'll get 4 checks on the top of the Amud, and then leave me alone. Do not look at me, and do not ask me to chazer again, because this is so boring for me. This is too boring, this chazara. 101 times the same thing again and again. I'm not a slave. We're called Avodin, but we live in a generation that we're not slaves. We cannot act like slaves. We're not that type. You know, I sat in a taxi on the way to Gansakar this week, in the beginning of the week. I met this guy, the taxi driver. He says to me, I don't look the part, this is what he says to me. He says, I don't look like it. You wouldn't think that it's true about me, but every morning, ani maniach tefillin. I put on tefillin every morning. Ani mitpalel 3 times a day. I keep Shabbos. I was never one time mechal Shabbat. That's what he says to me. I'm thinking, this is like a strange guy, because on one hand he admits that he's not, he tells me straight, he goes, Ani lo dati ki dati, I'm not religious, but I do all the mitzvahs. I didn't understand first of all what he's talking about. He says he's not religious, but he somehow does all the mitzvahs. And then I didn't understand how he does all the mitzvahs. This guy has a boring life. If you tell me, and this is the problem that we all, that in the past, you tell me to put on tefillin every day, I will not. I'm bored. You tell me to daven every day, I will not. I am bored. You tell me to chazer 101 times, I will not. This bores me to death. Why should I suffer? I don't want to suffer. This is a miserable, miserable thing to tell me to do the same repetitive motion that all the guys are bothering, probably all you guys at Night Seder. Why do I got to say the same davening 3 times a day? The same, is Hashem not bored? How could Hashem not be bored? The same thing he hears again and again and again, and it's enough already. So I have a different pshat. It's not 101 times. I'll tell you what Meirov Kol means. Meirov Kol means a lot of everything. We're zochet to have a neshama from Hashem. And we have a neshama from Hashem, and we're bonim lamakum, we're the sons of Kud Shebrichu. We're his sons. We're his beloved children. And he doesn't want us to live a boring life. No, 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 that's very far from what he wants. What he wants from Klal Yisrael, from his children, is to do 101 times b'simcha b'tuv leivav, with great joy and great delight. May Rav Kol, what's Rav Kol? Rav Kol is a lot of everything. You know how you get a lot of everything? Everything at the same time is just everything. But a lot of everything is when I do everything, and I do everything over and over and over, and it's different every single time. Every single experience, it is not like the time before. I will never go through that circle. When I'm dancing in that circle, every circle will be a different circle. I will not experience the same emotion during my wedding that I experienced during that first circle. When I chazer the third time, it is not like the second. The sixth is not like the fifth, and the 101st is not like any of the previous 100. It will be new, it will be fresh, because I will make it that way, because that is the only way I will stay here and I will survive. It is the only way I will continue. Because the other way, it is hard, and I struggle, and it's not for me. And until they taper away and they don't exist anymore, and they say, I am done. Like the guy told me about his brother today. When he came back, he was a real flipper case. A real flipper case, you know, dressed like you, smelled like you, really acted like you in the base manager the whole day. Until a few months, a few years, he became, Baruch Hashem, normal again. You know what he became again? Not normal. He became what I call in my language, he became a bitter Jew. A bitter Jew means, it means so literal, we have to take it this way. A bitter mean Jew means when he tastes Jew, he tastes bitter. It tastes so bad. All about Jewishness to him tastes bitter. You know why? I don't blame him. It is so empty. It is so boring. The Brisker Rav, when he was old and dying, the Brisker Rav said to I don't know, guest, the Shamish, don't know, he said, I don't want to live anymore. Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav Dovik to the Shekhinah 24/7. He said, I don't want to live anymore. He said, my mind doesn't work. He said, I cannot come up with Chidushim anymore. I can't think of Chidushi Torah. I don't enjoy it. I can't live anymore. I don't want to live anymore. The Brisker Rav. We think the Brisker Rav, you know, people think people like the Brisker Rav, they're like robots. They're robots. They daven, they learn, they do everything. No personality, no life. Everything, you know, just the way it's supposed to be. Like they think there's a whip on top of their heads and they have to go and go and go. And the Brisker Rav said, without Chiddush, I do not enjoy life. I do not want to live. There's a Gemara. It says, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were ratzu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kesusim. They ran in front of Hashem like horses. Now, there's a lot of pshatim in this Gemara, what it means they ran in front like horses. I don't know the real pshat, but I don't want to say that. I don't even want to talk about the Gemara. I want to talk about the first word. They were ratzu. They were running. When you run, that means you want to go somewhere. That means you're excited about getting somewhere, and you want to be there. You have what we call a cheshek. I want to read to you Rashi again. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Shevet Levi. Comes along Klai Yisrael says, hey, what about us? We were at Sinai, we also got the Torah. Hashem accepted us also. How come we don't get the Torah? And then Moshe Rabbeinu was Sameach that Klai Yisrael's Davik and Chofetz B'kut Shebrichu and they want Hashem and they're so excited. And then he's so happy. And we ask, what do they have to do with the Pasuk? And now let's read the Pasuk. V'loy nosan Hashem lochem leiv lo das ve'inayim lirul so iznayim lishmo at hayoyim hazeh. You got no eyes, you got no ears, you got no heart, you got no senses, you have no nothing. You are not alive until this day. On this day when you said, I want the Torah. I want this in my life. I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Klai Yisrael, don't get me wrong, Klai Yisrael had the Torah. What does it mean Klai Yisrael didn't have the Torah? Klai Yisrael had the Torah. You know what kind of Torah Klai Yisrael had? You excuse me to talk Chas V'Shalom words against a Tzadik Yisrael alien. That's not what I mean to say, what I'm about to say right now. But Klai Yisrael had a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. They had Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, all the laws. Klai Yisrael, that's all they needed. That's the Torah, to keep the laws. They had to keep the laws. They didn't have the Pilpul HaTorah, the Chiddush HaTorah, the Iyun, the Oymek of the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosfos, the thinking, the analyzing, the handling, all the excitement of Torah. That they didn't have. They said, we want to be excited. This Kitzur Shulchan Aruch pours the heck out of me. I want the Gemara. I want the Rashi, I want the Tosfos. I want my life to be exciting. I see these cold guys jumping up, down. About what? They don't know, but they're excited about what? About something. Something they are, yeah, excited about. This is supposed to be b'simcha u'b'tuv levav. And you could sing and dance if that gets you to that madrega good. But for most, hamoyin am, and that's what Hashem wants, meroiv ka, 101 times, and that's yadapshat. That's yadapshat to go 101, but not to go 101 stam because you're a robot. To go 101 because every time I have a new kasha, I have a new teretz. Listen to the words from Nefesh Chaim. And the chidushim that come out of a human being's mouth, there is no measure to them. Because from every new word in Torah that comes out of your mouth, Hashem takes this. The Nefesh HaChaim is not saying funny, exaggerated terminology. He says, "Bechol mila umila." That comes out of your mouth. That is a chiddush to you. A chiddush is defined as something new to you that you did not know 1 minute ago, and now you know it, and that excites you now. What does Hashem do with that chiddush? Kuchabrichu nashik lo. Kuchabrichu nashik lo. Hashem takes that chiddush. Hashem kisses that chiddush. That's what Hashem does with your chiddush. He takes it and he kisses your chiddush. Ume'atir lo. And then he takes that chiddush and he puts it on a pedestal and he builds a crown around your chiddush. V'nivna mimenu oilam chadash. And a whole world. a whole big wide world is now built. Hashem now builds a whole wide world around your Chiddush. That is the king of that world. Your Chiddush is the king of this new universe. It has a crown. It sits on a throne. And there is a new universe built to serve this Chiddush that you just said. And he continues. He continues these beautiful words. Now, you have to read this. Shai Dalde Perikir Beis, open it up and cry. Cry not for what you're lacking, cry for what you have. For what you have every day, this is what you have to cry. They have, in my shiur, and I'm not like a policeman, and I have a hard time with this. In my shiur, there's something very excited in my shiur. Something very exciting, and it's not me. It's these things, all these funny things. All these funny things are very exciting to everybody. I see, because they're like kimat, they're kissing it and hugging it, and they can't look away. They can't look away. Nobody could look away from these things. All these things. But I want to tell you something. That when I was a senior in high school, I used to drive a 92 Lexus. And in a 92 Lexus LS400, you have to see this to experience it. They have in the glove compartment, whatever that thing is called on the side, they have what they used to call a long time ago a car phone. There's a car phone over there, and this car phone is the size from a shtender. It's like a shtender. This car phone comes out, mamish, hold it with two hands. You know, I don't know how you're supposed to drive like this with your elbow. The cops used to be not so mocked, and you would hold this car phone like a. But this was like technology. Like people bought the car to have Pasha this car phone. This is the most exciting thing in the world. It doesn't take a week to get bored of this car phone. This, you know, I was. I showed up my friend, look like that. No, in my day already, this was a funny thing. And I said, you know, we got this car phone over here, and everybody got a good kick out of this car phone. After a week, we didn't notice it anymore. And I promise you, after a week, you forgot already all your, you know, when you were in diapers still, you had your Sega Genesis, and then it turned to your PlayStation, and then your PS and your Y and your this, all the funny words. And then you got the iPods and apples and tomatoes and oranges, and I don't know what they make anymore. All kinds of fruits, strawberries and blackberries and everything. This is boring. All this technology is boring, but they are much wiser than we are because they know that. And that's why today, this is finished. And I have an iPad 6, and tomorrow an iPad 94, and the next day an iPad 643, but it will never be an iPad 613. Because the iPad 613, only we have. We have this thing called the iPad 613. This is from the most phenomenal technology that was ever created in the history of mankind. The iPad 613. This iPad gives you something that you can make with your mouth. Not with the fat things on your ear, but you can make with your mouth. Something that will be crowned by Kutsche Brichu. That will be kissed by Kutsche Brichu. That will become a world built by Kutsche Brichu. But it will not happen. And I need to answer my kasha. We started with a kasha. This does not scare anybody. Why is the Torah telling me this? It's a meduyik in the psukim. I'll explain to you if you want to know later. This is not meant to scare anybody. This is not preventative. Hashem is not trying to say, look at this, you'll get scared, you'll be real from. No. Hashem is saying like this. You saw 1939. You saw it. You all saw 1939. You want to know why it happened? Not because they weren't from, not because they were from. Because they didn't have all the tzaddikim. I'm not saying from one word from all the tzaddikim. Chas v'shalom. I'm reading psukim. They didn't have simcha u'petuv lev of mirov ko. Maybe simcha, yeah. Maybe tuv lev of, yeah. Maybe Torah, yeah. Maybe mitzvahs, yeah. But not mirov ko. Not with the simchas hanefesh that I know what I'm doing, and what I'm doing is the most chashuva thing in the world. And after the first time, it's more exciting, and it doesn't stop getting more and more and more. And that's how it's got to be. And if anybody here, Rachmana Litzlan, shouldn't happen to nobody. You go back to where you go back. You don't have to go back. You stay here where you stay here. And things get a little bit bland. Things get a little bit not so for me. How they refer to it. This is not so much for me anymore. It means you need to kick up your engines and make yourself excited. And that's hard, but that is the greatest life. Because the life of a Talmid Chacham is not the pshat that he got used to being bored. That he got used to learning a Tosas, which is the most boring experience in the world. It's not that he got used to having a miserable life. The Pshat is he knows how to create excitement in the depth and the breadth of a Gevaldige Tosfos. Shkoyach.